Looking through the glass, I think about the man that's standing next to me. And I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Looking back, all I can say about all the things he did for me is I hope I'm at least half the dad that he didn't have to be. Because he didn't have to be. No, he didn't have to be.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of meetings on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's key cabinet picks, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, and Trump's choice to head the FBI, Kash Patel, facing tough questioning ahead of confirmation hearings. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Most of these controversial picks, especially when you think of Pete Hegseth or Kash Patel, for example, they're not likely to get support from Democrats, so they can only afford to lose three Republicans in the Senate in order to get through that confirmation process. So right now, they're really trying to build that support to show that they can get through this kind of vetting process as it gets underway over the next couple weeks and months.
In Florida, President-elect Trump attending the funeral of three fallen Palm Beach County sheriff deputies, all died after being struck by a vehicle last month during a traffic stop. South Korea's parliament voting to lift martial law after the president made the declaration just hours ago. The move triggered protests outside national parliament. This is ABC News. Gas prices are set to remain stable and low through the rest of the year, though the new administration raises some concerns across the industry.
Gas prices haven't been this low in much of the country since 2021. They did tick up around Thanksgiving in a few areas of the U.S., but overall, the Energy Department reports regular unleaded came down about a penny in the past week to $3.03 a gallon, and analysts say prices should keep inching down a bit more during the next couple of weeks. The one big unknown is what impact tariffs would have if implemented by the Trump administration. America's biggest import from Canada is oil. That could mean much more expensive oil coming in, impacting gas prices. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A decade of discovery in the Congo Basin. The World Wildlife Fund highlighting in their new report the discovery of more than 700 species of wildlife and plants inside the basin, which is one of the largest in the world. Among the discoveries, a new coffee plant. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at USPS.com/holidayride.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best for skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Prison for a Milwaukee mother involved in a shooting at a West Allis roller rink. Ted Allen has more.
33-year-old Ashley Jones was sentenced to 6 years in prison in Milwaukee County Court Monday. Jones reached a plea deal in October for the February shooting during a birthday party at the Incredirole Skate and Family Fun Center. Prosecutors said after being escorted out by security guards following a fight, Jones returned with a gun and shot a security guard and a 13-year-old boy in the parking lot. Both victims received non-life-threatening wounds. The rink closed in June due to a large drop in attendance after the shooting.
An elderly man is found dead in Green Lake County. The sheriff's office is investigating after the 75-year-old was found in the Fox River Monday morning. A family member reported the man did not return home when expected, and they found his vehicle partially submerged in the river. Investigators say ice conditions around the vehicle showed the incident didn't occur Monday morning. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life-altering viruses lurk all around us. While they can't be avoided, they can be defeated by safe, effective vaccines. These vaccines undergo rigorous clinical trials before the FDA carefully reviews every piece of data to make sure the vaccine is safe and effective, eventually sending it to the CDC to recommend when your child should get its protection. Visit dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccinefacts to learn more.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Wabasha County Board will be meeting today. Items on the agenda include accepting a $1,000 donation from the Millville Sportsmen's Club for Veterans Services Office, approving a grant agreement for County Highway 2, and approving the final payment to the Hiawatha Broadband. Today's meeting begins at 4 in the boardroom at the Government Center in Wabasha. The trial of a Zumbrero Falls woman accused of false imprisonment and second-degree assault has been scheduled. 41-year-old Polly Calhoun is accused of walking into a Lake City home in April and threatening people inside before taking money from them. Authorities said she had a gun, knife, and baton at the time of the incident. Her trial is now scheduled for December 16th. Western Wisconsin's Republican congressman says President Biden's decision to pardon his son, quote, cements his legacy as a liar, unquote. Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday blasted Biden's pardon. He said President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter is a quote, striking confirmation that he's one of the most crooked presidents in United States history, unquote. He added that Biden repeatedly lied to the American people about a pardon and abused his authority to shield his son from the consequences of his crimes, quote unquote. Democrats and public sector unions in Wisconsin are taking a victory lap after a Dane County judge struck down Act 10. The judge yesterday ruled the 2011 law unconstitutional. Progressive Milwaukee lawmaker Ryan Clancy said the judge's decision returns collective bargaining power to workers, while the state's largest teachers union says the ruling restores the powers that were taken away more than a decade ago. Republican lawmakers say the end of Act 10 could bring back the skyrocketing costs that had many local school districts raising taxes year after year. The top Republican in the Wisconsin Assembly said Act 10 has saved taxpayers $16 billion over the last 13 years. He now worries that all of those savings will disappear. You're listening to WRDN News.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
One man is dead after the van he was riding in was hit by a semi-truck. It happened in Chippewa Falls Thanksgiving. Police say the van's driver was heading south on Seymour Street and tried to turn left onto East Park. That's when a semi-truck hit the van. In all, three people inside the van went to the hospital. Chippewa Falls police say one of them didn't survive. The semi-driver wasn't hurt. There's no word about charges or any tickets in the case. It's life in prison for one of the men charged with killing three people near La Crosse back in 2021. A judge yesterday handed down a 37-year-old Nea Thau's sentence. Police say he killed three people in a local rock quarry over a drug bust. Thau's first trial ended with a hung jury, but the second ended with a conviction. The other suspect in the case pleaded guilty in October of last year and is already in prison. Some of Wisconsin's Democrats aren't on board with President Biden's decision to pardon his son. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin yesterday said pardons should not be used for family members or political favors. She says the president has the power to power his son, Hunter, but she questioned his decision to do so. Madison Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan also criticized the president. He said Biden's decision to pardon Hunter will give President Trump excuses to pardon all sorts of people, including the January 6th protesters. Almost every Wisconsin Republican on Capitol Hill yesterday said they were outraged by Biden's pardon. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser has died. The Appleton native died Sunday at the age of 81, several months after being diagnosed with cancer. Prosser was appointed to fill a state Supreme Court vacancy in 1998 by former Governor Tommy Thompson. He was elected without opposition in 2001 and narrowly defeated Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg in 2011 before retiring from the court 5 years later. Prior to that, Prosser represented the Appleton area in the state assembly from 1979 through 1996 and served in the U.S. Department of Justice and as Onigami County District Attorney. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
A holiday train that tours parts of Canada and the U.S. to collect food for those in need will be returning to western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota next week. The Canadian Pacific Holiday Train will be in Minnesota, making stops in Wabasha and Hastings. Now, the train will also travel to Cottage Grove and St. Paul, along with Winona as well. Additional stops as the train travels into the northwestern part of Minnesota will then happen next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as well. More information, just visit cpkcr.com. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today and a bit breezy, with winds out of the southwest gusting to around 25 miles per hour and high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Tonight, we only fall a few degrees to the low 20s, and tomorrow, temperatures crash. It'll be blustery and cold with scattered snow showers. Alexandria, Minnesota, the best for skiing, ice fishing, and snowmobiling. Learn more at explorealex.com. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers tip off their Big Ten season at home against number 23 Michigan at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. At 8-0, the Badgers off to their third-best start in program history. Tip time is set for 8 p.m. on Peacock. Marquette climbed to fourth in the coaches' poll and fifth in the AP poll this week. Golden Eagles are also 8-0 and will play on the road at number 6 Iowa State tomorrow night. The Bucks return to action tonight. They're shooting for their 7th consecutive win in Detroit against the Pistons. Both teams 3-0 in NBA Cup play and tip off at 6 p.m. tonight. Bo Nix and the Broncos capped off Week 13 with a win over the Cleveland Browns, 41-32 in Denver. Nix passing for 294 yards and a touchdown. Cleveland's Jameis Winston set a Cleveland single-game franchise record with 497 passing yards in the losing effort. Packers continue preparing for their Thursday night matchup against the NFC North leading Lions at Ford Field. Packers have 5 games left in the regular season and trailed Detroit by 2, plus the head-to-head tiebreakers. Safety Xavier McKinney said it's pretty simple. They need to keep winning.
This game is important. I understand that. We understand that as a team. You know, we got a tough division. As you can see, the Vikings won again, and we all pretty much on the road. So, you know, this game is going to be important for us moving forward towards the end of this thing. But, you know, we're going to treat it as such, and we're just going to get ready and prepare the right way and be ready to go Sunday.
Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley hoping to get more inspired play from linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, who was outstanding against Miami a week ago.
He didn't do anything all week, and we didn't even know he was going to play. I mean, you want to talk about tough? I mean, you got to give him so much credit for how much he cares about this team, for how badly he wants to play football for on a short week to get his body ready to play in that game. I mean, that guy's what's right about football. I mean, that's incredible what he was able to do and then the way he played. I mean, that guy had some huge plays in the game.
That's Jeff Hafley, Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
New names are heading to the Truck Series for 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series will have some new names in the lineup for next season, with two new faces at Tricon Garage. Female ARCA standout Tony Breidinger will make the move to the series full-time to drive the team's number 5 truck. Breidinger finished 4th in the ARCA Series Championship standings this season with 11 top 10 finishes, driving for Venturini Motorsports. She has 4 prior Truck Series starts, all coming with Tricon Garage, scoring a best finish of 15th at the Kansas Speedway in the spring of 2023. And ARCA Menard Series East winner Gio Ruggiero has signed to the team to drive the number 17 truck next year. Ruggiero won the ARCA East race at Five Flags Speedway this year before finishing 3rd in the final standings. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Freezing water tanks is a challenge for livestock owners in northern climates. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Adequate insulation around the tank may help keep the water open as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
It's important that animals have a fresh supply of drinking water available at all times during the winter. This helps prevent dehydration and make sure the animals stay on feed. Snow and ice don't count. If your watering tanks aren't insulated, keep the water open by adding insulation around them and taking advantage of the sun. Greg Lardy is the Extension Interim Director at North Dakota State University. He says fiberglass and metal water tanks need extra protection to keep them from freezing.
Especially the fiberglass tanks, it can build them in with some dirt around them and then build a wooden structure above it so that you can either put some insulating material like styrofoam or straw or additional soil on top of there to keep the heat in. The steel tanks, generally speaking, they're going to rust if you get a lot of soil contact. What you're going to do is use some styrofoam insulation and then outer covering with wood.
Paint steel tanks black to absorb heat from the sun. Lardy says he's also seen metal tanks enclosed in boxes with solar panels. Position the tank where it will catch the most sun.
That generally would be a southern or a southwestern orientation in most cases. If you can build or position it so that it's out of the wind, either by building wind fence around it or positioning it so that it's protected to some degree by a building or another structure, that would be ideal because you do need to try to reduce the amount of heat loss that you get from wind.
Since most heat loss comes from the water's surface, use an insulated cover over the tank, leaving a hole for the animals to drink. Find more tips for insulating a water tank at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Mixed to higher action in the markets at midday. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. We're joined now by Mike Castle from StoneX for our market analysis. Mike, let's start the grains and oil seeds, and we see that corn's backed off a little bit, but soy and wheat remains moderately higher. I know the latest soy crush numbers, I believe a record, and that's seemingly supportive here to this soy complex today. Talk about that, what you're seeing in the grains here on Tuesday.
Yeah, nice to see the recovery in beans here. A bit off the highs, but still in the green, which, you know, again, is kind of rare to see these days. But yeah, record soy crush in October, according to USDA, at 215.78 million bushels. That's way above last October at 201.4, well above the trade estimate of 210.9. So overall, just huge soy crush here to start the new marketing year. Through the first 2 months of this marketing year, we're 6.9% ahead of the same period last year. USDA is calling for a 6.0% year-on-year increase. So off to a better start than expected. We did have kind of a lot more initial optimism to start the day, but I think kind of us falling off the highs may have something to do with the prospects moving forward here with the new admin taking office next month. Lee Zeldin, our new head of the EPA, is not necessarily a friend to the biofuels. He did vote against the RFS when he was in Congress. So some questions there. And, you know, obviously, like we touched on yesterday, huge soy crop coming out of Brazil. That pressures our export demand. That means we need the domestic use here. So we need to continue seeing crush running hot like this. Ethanol, pretty solid demand as well. 460.49 million bushels of corn used for ethanol in October. We're sitting at our strongest 2 month start to this marketing year since 2018 and 19. We're up 1.9% year on year through these first 2 months. USDA is calling for a 0.5% decrease year on year. So again, good to see that. But the same concerns going forward here on both, you know, soy-based and corn-based biofuels, I guess you could say, kind of question marks policy-wise. You know, obviously a lot of hypotheticals at this point, but it remains to be seen what actually happens when all is said and done and the new admin takes office next month.
All right, once again, Mike Castle with StoneX in for our midday commentary. Crude oil is up 208 a barrel, 70.18. Livestock, a good day there. Nice recovery in cattle. January feeders up 345, 260.30. December live cattle up 117, 188.70. Hogs, December up 30, 83.52. March corn down 3/4, 431 and 3/4. January beans up 4 3/4 at 990. Products, meal and bean oil higher, and the wheat trade unchanged, mainly for higher. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Geopolitical events can have an even bigger impact on fertilizer prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Fertilizer is one of the input costs for farmers that have stayed high in recent months. Josh Linville of StoneX says global events can have a bigger impact on fertilizer than some may realize.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's exciting that somebody's looking more globally than just at home, because that's what we need to do, right? We need to consider what's happening halfway around the world. So we've seen a lot of escalation when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine situation. Earlier this week, Ukraine started using U.S.-produced missiles, which Putin has often said that is going to be seen as a major escalation. Ukraine did that. And overnight, we saw Russia respond with another missile attack involving ICBMs. That's a scary, scary situation.
If the Russia and Ukraine war gets any worse, it could lead to some serious consequences in fertilizer.
We have to start looking forward and say, if this continues to spiral out of control, what does that mean for Russian exports? And when you look at Russia, they are incredibly important. They are either the top urea and UAN. They are the biggest exporter in the world. Anhydrous, historically, they're the biggest exporter. They have it because they've lost their export ability, which went through Ukraine, historically speaking. Phosphates are the fourth biggest. Potash is the second biggest. And so we got to start wondering, what happens if all of a sudden those exports stop?
There's a big difference between exports stop flowing to the world or just stop for the U.S.
If they just stop coming to the U.S. or if the U.S. starts blocking Russian fertilizer, that's different because they can still send it to places like Brazil and India and Central America. As long as the exports continue to flow at normal paces, the global S&D doesn't change. Yeah, our price might raise a little bit, losing that supply, but overall, the market doesn't change substantially. But if we get to a situation where suddenly they start slowing down, and you think about how important they are on every single one of those products, that is going to impact the true S&D of the marketplace. That is going to start impacting price ideas going forward as we start thinking about spring.
Josh Linville of StoneX. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. California health officials are warning against drinking raw milk from a batch linked to bird flu. The virus was found in whole raw milk from Raw Farms LLC, leading to a voluntary recall of lot code 2024119 with a best buy date of December 7th. No illnesses from the milk have been reported. This follows a previous recall for a lot with a best buy date of November 27th. Raw milk hasn't been pasteurized, which means harmful germs and viruses could still be present. California health officials note that drinking raw milk can be risky, especially for vulnerable people. Since October, there have been 29 human cases of the bird flu in California, with 28 of them linked to infected dairy cows. The 2024 fall meeting of the Dairy Sustainability Alliance emphasized the industry's collective efforts to meet sustainability targets. The alliance says the industry will accomplish its goals through adopting new technologies, best practices, and measurement tools. The meeting brought together more than 350 representatives from the dairy value chain, including nearly 40 dairy farmers, to collaborate on advancing sustainability across the industry. The Alliance is a multi-stakeholder initiative led by the Chekhov-funded Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy. Presentation topics during the meeting included shopper attitudes around sustainability, the Farm Environmental Stewardship Program, the Dairy Conservation Navigator Platform, and many others. U.S. Dairy is truly walking the walk with significant progress to celebrate and by continuing to learn that there's more work to do, said Sarah Hansen, executive lead for the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy. We will continue to build our collective knowledge, navigate challenges, and provide solutions for our producers. Lower returns to rented land and higher interest rates began signaling the potential for falling farmland prices in 2023. FarmDoc from the University of Illinois says those signals continue, with the current fundamentals suggesting land value reductions of approximately 3% in 2025. A 3% drop would be in line with observed adjustments since the 1980s, as well as expectations from professional farm managers who were surveyed this year. On the other hand, there are still valid arguments supporting continued strength in farmland prices. For example, the average cash rent in Illinois was $269 an acre in 2024, an increase of $10 an acre or 3.9% from 2023. Average Illinois cash rents have risen by 21% since 2020 after a period of relative stability from 2015 to 2020. Daniel Whitley, administrator of the U.S. Foreign Agriculture Service, arrived in Casablanca to begin a USDA-sponsored trade mission. He's leading a delegation of almost 50 U.S. agribusinesses and trade groups and 14 state agriculture departments to expand U.S. farm and food exports to Morocco and other West African markets. Morocco is the second largest export market for U.S. agriculture in Africa. U.S. sales of farm and food products to the country topped $619 million last year, representing 16% of all American exports to the continent. The American Consumers Institute is the latest organization to voice strong support for the bipartisan AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Nate Schreier, policy analyst for the group, says AM radio is vital for ensuring public safety and maintaining access to vital information for millions of Americans. More than 80 million Americans rely on AM radio each month for programming that includes weather updates, traffic reports, sports, spiritual content, emergency alerts, and agricultural news and information. Policymakers must recognize the irreplaceable benefits of AM radio, Shearer says. This isn't about nostalgia or entertainment, but about public safety and assuring that all Americans, especially those in underserved communities, have access to vital information. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has significant support with 262 co-sponsors in the House and a supermajority in the Senate. If the bill doesn't pass in this Congress, which ends at the end of the month, it has to start all over in the next session. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Cold temperatures will stick around in our ag weather forecast. Now, multiple low chances for snow are forecast for over the next week, but little in the way of accumulation. Strong northwest winds could gust up to 45 miles an hour on Wednesday behind a passing cold front. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 23 to 28, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, southwest winds at 7 to 12, gusting to 25. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, early then becoming partly cloudy, lows 20 to 25, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow and highs from 26 to 31. Relative humidities at 48 to 53%, northwest winds at 21 to 26, gusting to 30 to 45 miles an hour. We'll have about 3 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 20 to 25. Friday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 35 to 40. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow. Warmer, highs 40 to 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man. Well, the whole town's talking about the line I'm walking that leads right to your door. Wild side, they say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a friend. Leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in
hard to find. A place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while. You run on, little tough loving baby. Don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling? I got the money, you've got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling. I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy?
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. This is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know you got your radio on,
sugar.
Sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41, you were wiping off some ketchup on the table that was done. I knew you didn't see me, I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress, mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. A little courage and a shot. I asked you for a date and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. The next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. Standing by a woman in a long white lacy veil. I raised the veil, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I and just who the hell are you? She said I was your waitress and our last name's not the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Get me out of here.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. South Georgia water. Thought, oh good lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and
sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? When that summer sun fell to his knees, I looked at her and she looked at me. And grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Lost everything.